Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes, a podcast where I combine the worlds of web development and business and share my experiences. So this is episode 50, where I'll be talking about the book Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. I actually listened to the audiobook instead because I find it hard to kind of just sit down and focus on one thing, which is, you know, just reading a book. I'd rather just on a commute or something be able to multitask and still grasp the content of the book itself. So yes, I listened to the audiobook, and that actually is a little bit different in content as well, because Gary, what he does, he'll kind of go off script sometimes and just like throw in his little thoughts, like things that may have changed from the time that he's reading the book, and just like different things here and there. But overall, it is the same content, so whichever you prefer. But I definitely really enjoyed the audiobook. So to talk about this book, I think it's important to understand the author, because I've been following him for about 2 or 3 years now. I've been watching his content, and a little bit about him. He's an entrepreneur. He's the CEO and co-founder of VaynerMedia. It's like a digital agency, and it's grossing, I don't know, like $100, $200 million a year probably. Something like that. So it's very big. But he started off by growing his family business, Wine Library, and he grew that. That was actually his father's business, and he grew that from $4 million to $60 million in sale. And my main thing that I've kind of been watching from him is Daily V, which is like a vlog that he does on YouTube, and it's kind of just where he kind of goes through his day. He has someone that follows him along with a camera, and he kind of shoots like his meetings. He'll, talk about, have like different rants and giving some advice here and there. So it's just a vlog of his kind of CEO life and different things like that. And he also has another kind of advice show called SKRV. Haven't really watched that too much, but that's more, a little bit more focused, where he'll have questions that he answers and gives advice through that. So I think honestly, like, it's really important to understand Gary and his character, because he's very kind of he's very forward. He's a lot of people I think misunderstand with kind of might think that he's mean or something like that, because he kind of just says what's on his mind, because he doesn't really care about all the fluff of trying to be, you know, kind of trying to beat around the bush and trying to he just gives the advice as it is, and he gives his thoughts on something because he wants people to succeed. He doesn't really care at this point of, you know, trying to make more money or it's kind of meet some agenda. He's really trying to help people. And this book is essentially nothing new from if you watch his content, but what it does is it basically summarizes all of the things that he says in his videos and different posts and stuff online. So let's just start talking about the book now. A lot of what the book is basically stories about people that are quote unquote crushing it. So successful entrepreneurs and different stories, how they started, how, you know, before they were successful with a business or before they owned a business, kind of different people's stories, people in different situations, if they have, families and other responsibilities. That's one of the things that Gary really nails with one of the chapters in this book, I believe. He, you know, talks about like excuses and how, you know, a lot of people, like, they think that they need someone's like permission or acceptance to do what they want to do, but instead just like go ahead and do it. And all these excuses that you make for yourself means that you're just not going to be able to complete those goals. So that's one of the main things. And the stories kind of are used to, I guess they're used as a way to prove his point, but also as a way, I think, a good way to relate to some of these people, because I think it's very motivational to be able to, you know, hear about someone else's story and how they started out, because I'm sure there's going to be at least one person that you relate to in this book and one of their stories and think, oh yeah, I could probably do that, you know, I'm in a similar situation. And so I think the fact that there's so many stories in this book about different people, different businesses, different industries, that really helps for someone that wants to get into a business or start a business or like a personal brand. It doesn't really matter what it is. You know, I'm sure there's at least one story that can potentially motivate you to just go ahead and start it. And the other part of this book is the advice, like actual things that you can implement for your business, you know, trying to market on social media and really just try to understand how, you know, the opportunity that we have nowadays with social media, being able to, you know, not need a lot of money for like a commercial or be able to advertise. The fact that you could go ahead and advertise on somewhere like Facebook for very little money and potentially get a lot of, you know, people like eyes on whatever it is you're trying to promote is huge. And being able to, you know, grow a following and then share different products, you know, through the different channels that you have through social is pretty big. So it does give actual things that you can implement into your kind of everyday life, which is nice. And I'll get to talking about the content in a little bit. So I want to talk about like what this book is for, who this book is for. I think there is a certain audience, and Gary at some point he even says like if you're the type of person that wants a change in their life, like if you're content with where you are, then it doesn't make sense to read a book like this, I think. You know, it's really for people that are not content or not happy. They want, you know, they have a 9 to 5 or whatever it might be, and they want to do something else, right? Like they had a goal that they thought, you know, oh, maybe I'll do that one day, but you know, they decide to kind of settle down with a job that they don't like as much. And Gary wants you to, you know, go whatever you're passionate about, just go ahead and start something around there instead of just kind of settling and, you know, making all these excuses about like, oh, I don't have the time, oh, I have these, you know, different responsibilities. Anyone can find the time as long as like you're just kind of understand that, you know, these excuses limit you. And what you really should be doing is understanding that, you know, it's a lot of hard work. So if you don't want to put in the hard work, you're not going to get the end result, right? You know, if you're only in it, like you see kind of entrepreneurship is kind of, it's becoming more popular. It's kind of the cool thing to do now. And so if you're just kind of seeing like the money and the cars and, you know, flexible schedules and stuff like that, like that's like your end goal, that's what you're trying to reach. and you don't really realize like it's a lot of hard work to get to that, then this book is probably not for you, because what Gary's trying to preach in this book and you know, in other places like his talks, like you know, it's a lot of hard work. You don't have to fight for that end goal if you're not ready to put in the hard work. So that's one of the things. Like I said, like in one of the chapters says like stop reading this book if this book is not for you, if that's, you know, what not where you're trying to aim for. So it's for anyone that's like trying to build a personal brand, or just a business, particularly probably an online business with e-commerce, or you know, be able to market through social media. But obviously you could be selling like physical products as well. It doesn't really matter. But one of the things that you'll get in terms of like actual stuff that you can execute is understanding how social media works and how you're able to market through those channels and build just successful followings, where it's not just, you know, about the numbers or anything like that. It's more about relations and how you can, you know, every single day just put in some time to try to, you know, get yourself into different conversations and you know, and have people realize like, okay, you're kind of like, this is like the industry, like you know about this and that, and then people can go ahead and kind of associate you as that person that knows those different topics. So as far as the actual content of the book, like I said, it's really nothing that Gary hasn't talked about anywhere else. So if you follow his content, it might seem weird to purchase the book in the first place, but it is actually extremely useful because it's essentially a summary of all the lessons that he's talked about in his different videos and stuff. So you've probably already heard of things like if you follow Gary, document don't create, or patience, you know, the hard work, or permission, excuses, just talked about that. One of the things actually that was kind of new that I haven't heard him talk about is this concept of pillar content. And this is a way to, properly leverage all the different social media networks, different platforms, because, what you're posting on YouTube might be different from what you're posting on Instagram. So one good way to kind of make good use of your time is through pillar content. So you might have your primary content, let's say that is YouTube, so you make these kind of long form videos, and so you can take like the audio from those portions. This one thing Gary does for his podcast is, he takes some portions or like his talks or different rants from his videos, and he puts that on the podcast. So you create like one pillar content that's your primary content, and then you push that off to other platforms. But realize that those other platforms, they're different, and there's different people that are wanting, different types of content. So, Twitter is very like text heavy, but YouTube with video and podcasting with audio, like with podcasting, for example, that's something that's becoming really big right now and is really the future of a lot of content because of multitasking. And so, you have to realize that people there, they want kind of small, digestible pieces of content where, they might be doing something else. And so they don't have the time to like sit through like a video, right? But be able to get the main points in audio form is something that, that's what that audience on that platform is wanting for. So yeah, essentially it's just a summary of his, of his content that he already shares. But if you want like, and here's the thing, right? So I've listened to the audiobook, and so I also have the physical copy. One is just like to have it kind of to collect, but also I think it's good to have it as a reference point because now I can go, in different chapters of the book. Let's say, there's a lot of stories in here, so that's kind of one of the cons that I'll get to. But some of the chapters are labeled around the platform. So there's like a YouTube channel or a chapter in here. Like one of them's titled Permission, and whatever like you might want. Like there's probably, there's a chapter for pillar content. So if I want to reference that, I can go ahead and do that. So I still think it makes sense to have the physical copy of the book. And so kind of some of the pros of this book. One, obviously I think it's like motivational because like I said about the stories and the people, there's probably at least one that you can relate to. But there is also useful advice and tips. So this is a book where, if you get the physical copy or like the ebook, you can probably, if you want to like just kind of skip through all the stories and stuff, you definitely can just go ahead and skip through the different chapters. Like if you want to learn more about, how to utilize Snapchat, you can go directly to that chapter and get useful advice from there. So I think that's definitely one of the pros. There's the how it's organized and just being able to flip to the right chapter with the right content. And I think the other big pro, I'm not sure if I really finished this thought, but like I said, how the book is a summary of Gary's content. So does it still make sense to get the book? I think it does because there, all these lessons and all these different tips are kind of scattered throughout different videos and different, podcast episodes and whatnot. This book kind of just like brings it all together. And so, and the other thing is you learn better by hearing it multiple times. So this book kind of brought it home for me, and I'm able to, like, okay, yeah, document, don't create, don't become like, don't say that you're the expert in something. Just kind of document your journey along. And that way in the future, even you could like reference that as part of your content and show like, hey, this is how it was back before, it became successful or before I built this or whatever, right? And so having kind of those same lessons repeated lets you really understand them better. And so it still makes sense to get the book, even if you've been following Gary Vaynerchuk all this time. But also it's a really good summary and like just reference point if you ever want to be able to go back and reference certain parts of the book. Now, the one con I would say about this book, I couldn't really find too many, so this is the only one that I'm gonna say. And that's like there's too many stories, which it sounds bad, like oh, I don't care about the stories, I don't care about these people. Like I do, and a lot of them, I really enjoyed hearing about, and it's definitely motivational. And there's also good content within those stories as well. I should say that, but it definitely gets boring towards the end because it's so repetitive almost. Like the format's repetitive. The stories might be different, but it's still, just a ton of stories. I did listen to this, it took me to finish like maybe a couple of days, maybe a week. So, that's one thing. Maybe you should stop like in the middle, take like a day or two to kind of, I guess, consider some of the content that you've listened to or read, and then kind of continue after that. That way, you might not get as bored of some of the stories. But that's pretty much really the only the con that I can say about this book. Overall, it's I think really good. I think that the way that Gary phrases things, it's it's for people that normally I think don't even read books. I think it can be something that like your first book to get into these types of like self-improvement or business advice type books, because this is the second audiobook that I've read. And so before this I just haven't really been big on books, but now I think I will. I actually also listen to what's his name, Damon John's Rise and Grind book. I listened to that recently, so I'll probably do a review on that. But yeah, so I like the structure, and Gary also narrated this book himself, so that I think is also a big plus for this. But overall, it's definitely a really good book, and one of the big things is that actually allowed me to start a new project. Like I, multiple causes to it, but I think listening to this book has kind of forced me to like think about the fact that kind of stop making excuses, right, and just go ahead and start this new project, which I can't really talk about yet, but I'm super excited, and I think that goes to show a lot about this book and how it's able to motivate me enough to start this book. But I definitely also recommend the rest of Gary's content, so Daily V and Ask Gary V and all that stuff that he does online. So yeah, so that's the review of Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. So definitely check it out. I'll probably have like a referral link to Audible or something like that if that exists. But that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can of course check out this podcast on iTunes, or I guess it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Anchor. You can also give me a call in on the Anchor app, and able to give me your feedback if you read this book. Love to hear what your thoughts are on it. You can also send me feedback on Twitter at SunnySinkIO. So hope you enjoyed, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.